This is Audible.
Hachette Audio presents Our Best Life Together, a daily devotional for couples. Written by Joel Osteen and Victoria Osteen. Read by Victoria Osteen.
Hi, this is Victoria Osteen. I'm so excited to read our new devotional, Our Best Life Together. It's a couple's devotional that was designed to help you in your marriage and in your relationships. Joel and I are excited to bring you this information, and we know that it's going to be a blessing. Introduction. Whether you're newly married or you've been married for decades, you need regular, quiet moments together to renew your love and commitment to each other. Today, more than ever, we have to be proactive and do whatever we can to stand together for our relationship. Adversity comes. Disagreements happen. Too many homes are suffering with strife, lack of commitment, wrong priorities, and bad attitudes. If we're going to have a strong, healthy relationship, we must dig our heels in and press forward for our best life together as a couple. Joel and I want to encourage you in your marriage and to remind you that God brought you together. He has a good plan for your marriage, and He has good things in store. He brought you together to help each other succeed and to become all He created you to be, to help each other reach your full potential. That means you have an assignment as a couple. Every day you should be encouraging each other, building each other up, challenging each other to reach for new heights. If you will do your part by being kind, respecting each other, treating each other the way you want to be treated, God will do His part and you can live in love. And even if you're living your best life together now, it's important that you do not become stagnant. God always wants to increase you, to do more in you and through you. He always wants to take you deeper into self-discovery and then wants to raise you to a higher level of living together. He didn't create your relationship to be average. He doesn't want you to settle for good enough. He wants you to keep stretching, to keep pressing forward into the next level. Now, in this devotional, we want to encourage you to do just that. We're hoping to help you discover and unlock the seeds of greatness that God has placed within each of you, allowing them to burst forth in an abundantly blessed life together. Too many couples settle for mediocrity in their thoughts, attitudes, or actions. It's time to put off those negative mindsets and rise higher. Remember, God has put in you everything you need to live a victorious life and marriage. Now it's up to you to draw it out. Through these daily readings, the two of you will find inspiration and help to live your best life together. There's no better way to experience the fulfilling marriage God intends for you than to set aside a devotional time together each day and set your minds in the right direction. If you don't set the tone for your marriage, negative thoughts will set it for you. That's why we've created this devotional, to help you set your mind for a positive, happy, faith-filled marriage. When you take the time to be grateful together, thinking about God's goodness, expecting His favor, you're setting the tone for a blessed relationship. Take a few minutes for 5 days a week and read one devotional. It just takes a couple of minutes, but it can make a big difference. When you live together in unity, you honor God and open the door for His blessing and favor to flow in every area of your lives. Put God first. Today's scripture. In everything you do, put God first, and He will direct you and crown your efforts with success. Proverbs 3:6. A lot of people are good at taking care of the physical parts of their lives, watching their diets and working out. And many pay attention to taking care of their emotional needs. But most people today don't take care of the spiritual part of their lives. When there's no connection or minimal connection to God, you're not going to be your best. Your lives will be more rewarding, more fulfilling when you're in relationship with your Creator. He breathed life into you, He knows what your purpose is, both individually and as a couple. He knows what you can accomplish. When you make God a part of your lives, you'll go further than you can in just your own abilities and talents. God's favor on your lives will take you where your talents could not take you. He wants to give you the advantage for success. If you want to reach your highest potential, take care of the total you. Make your spiritual lives a priority. When you get up every morning, take time to thank God for the day. Start the day off with a grateful attitude. Read the scripture, meditate on his promises, and fill your minds with thoughts of faith, hope, and victory. Put God first, and he will crown your efforts with success. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you invite us into a relationship with you. We want to put you first and have you direct our lives. Thank you for speaking to us through your word and giving us your promises. We believe you will bring fulfillment into our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Becoming one takes time. Today's scripture. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Genesis 2:24. Like any other couple, when we first got married, we had to work through some things. The scripture says the two will become one. But you don't become one overnight. It takes some time. 30 years later, we're still becoming. We're not perfect, but we made the decision early on to keep strife out of our home. It didn't happen automatically. We're two different people, and we have two different ways of doing things. We had to grow together, make allowances, and overlook some things. Had we not stayed on the offensive and worked to keep strife out, we wouldn't have the wonderful marriage we have today. The two of us don't agree all the time, but that doesn't mean we have to argue. If things start to get heated, walk away. You don't have to engage. It's better to have peace than to have your own way. It's better to have a loving, kind, joyful atmosphere in your home than to win the battle and be so miserable that you don't want to be there. We've learned when we leave it up to God, He'll change what needs to be changed. We can't change each other. Only God can. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you brought us together to grow together into oneness of heart and soul. Help us to overlook some things, to make allowances for our differences, and to stop trying to change each other. We declare that only you can change what needs to be changed in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Have your anchor down. Today's scripture. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. The scripture tells us, we have this hope as an anchor for our soul, firm and secure. What's going to keep you together as a couple? What's going to cause you to overcome challenges and reach your dreams? Is when you are anchored to hope. That means no matter what you face, no matter how long it's taking, you know that God is still on the throne. You know that His plans for you are good, that He's bigger than any obstacle, that His favor is surrounding you. When you are tied to this hope, the winds, the waves, and the storms cannot move you. We've learned that there will always be things trying to get us to pull up our anchor. A bad medical report, bad breaks, delays, disappointments. In the tough times, when life doesn't make sense, when your prayers aren't answered, you have to make sure the two of you keep your anchor down. If you pull it up, you'll drift over into doubt, discouragement, and self-pity. When you're anchored to hope, you may think, this problem is never going to work out, but your faith will kick in. No, we know the answer is already on its way. Every time negative thoughts come, trying to pull you away, cause you to drift off center, your anchor will hold you strong and secure. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that we have you as an anchor for our relationship. Our hope and faith are firm and secure in you. We believe that your plans for us are good and that your favor is surrounding us. Help us keep our anchor down. In Jesus' name, Amen. A joyful home. Today's scripture. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. Psalm 126, 2. Friends often ask us about the secret to a healthy marriage. We always tell them two things. Number one, always be respectful, even when you disagree. And number two, don't ever stop laughing together. Make sure your house is full of joy and happiness. The enemy cannot stand the sound of a husband and wife and family members having fun together. He wants there to be so much strife, tension, and pressure that we never have any joy in our homes. Don't fall into that trap. If your relationship isn't what you'd like it to be, we recommend a good dose of humor, laughter, and joy. We know the pressures of life can weigh on the best of marriages and test the love of even the most devoted, but it might help you to remember why you fell in love in the first place. Remember the things you enjoyed doing together, the fun and the laughter that made you want to go from being single to being a couple. If you bring that joy back into your home, you will see a freshness in your relationship. Find the humor in everyday moments. Make laughter a lifestyle choice. Welcome joy into your home as a permanent resident. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for healthy, joy-filled relationships, especially in our marriage relationship. Help us to always overlook offenses and fill our home with laughter each and every day. Give us opportunities to lighten the load of the people we love. Let our joy be contagious. In Jesus' name, amen. We declare God's incredible blessing over our lives. We will see an explosion of God's goodness, a sudden, widespread increase. We will experience the surpassing greatness of God's favor. It will elevate us to a level higher than we ever dreamed of. Explosive blessings are coming our way. Turn it into worship. Today's scripture. And who of you, by worrying and being anxious, can add one unit of measure to his stature or to the span of his life? Matthew 6:27. If we could add inches to our lives by worrying, some of us would be 23 feet tall. What do you worry about as a couple? What keeps you up at night? What's taking your joy? When you worry about your health or child or finances, you're making those your God. Do yourself a favor. Take that worry off the throne and put God back on the throne. Use that same energy to thank God that He's in control. Worry's not going to go away automatically. It's a decision you make. Every time you're tempted to worry, turn it around and thank God that He's taking care of that situation. Guard your mind. That's where the real battle takes place. Most of the time, especially in difficult situations, the first thoughts that come are negative. What if this doesn't work? See, the easy thing to do is to start to dwell on it. What if we can't make the payments? Your life is going to follow your thoughts. Turn your worry into worship. Thank God that He's fighting your battles. Thank Him that no weapon formed against you will prosper. A prayer for today. Father, we praise and worship your holy name. Thank you that in your presence is fullness of joy, peace, and rest. We choose to guard our minds from worrisome, anxious thoughts. We give you thanks that you are in control, and we declare that you are fighting our battles. In Jesus' name, amen. Happiness is a choice. Today's scripture. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 18:24. It's a simple yet profound truth. Happiness is a choice. You don't have to wait for everything to be perfect in your relationship or your family or with your business. You don't have to forego happiness until you lose weight, break an unhealthy habit, or accomplish all your goals. If you want to enjoy your best life together, it is vital that you choose to be happy today and every day. It's up to you. You might as well choose to enjoy your lives. When you do that, not only will you feel better, but your faith will cause God to show up and work wonders. To do so, you need to understand that God gives us the grace to live today. He has not yet given us tomorrow's grace, and you should not worry about it. Learn to live one day at a time. By an act of your will, choose to start enjoying your lives right now. Learn to enjoy each other, your family, friends, health, and work. Enjoy everything in your lives. Happiness is a decision you make, not an emotion you feel. God gives us His peace on the inside, but it's up to us to tap into God's supernatural peace. Happiness is your choice. A prayer for today. Father, You alone are worthy of our praise. Thank You that You have made this day and every day for us to choose to be happy and enjoy our lives. We choose to live one day at a time. We declare that we will walk together in Your supernatural peace no matter what comes our way, in Jesus' name. Amen. Constant reminders. Today's scripture. You who are His servants, and by your prayers, put the Lord into remembrance of His promises. Keep not silence, and give Him no rest. Isaiah 62:6-7. One of the most powerful ways to pray as a couple is to find a promise in the scripture and remind God what He said about you. God, You said we're blessed and cannot be cursed. God, You said Your favor is not for a season, but for a lifetime. When you can say, God, You said, all of heaven comes to attention. God is faithful to His word. Notice that it doesn't say, put God in remembrance of your problems. Sometimes we use prayer as an excuse to complain. God, our children are getting on our nerves. We can't take it anymore. You don't have to tell God your problems. He already knows your needs and every concern. It's okay to be open and honest and tell God how you feel. But don't turn it into a self-pity session. All that will do is make you more discouraged. If you want God to turn it around, then instead of complaining, find a promise you can stand on. When God hears His promises, He sets the miracle into motion. He will change things in your favor. It may not happen overnight, but just stay in faith and keep reminding God what He promised you day in and day out. A prayer for today. Father, we praise You that You are the Lord, our provider. You said You would supply all of our needs according to Your riches. You said what is impossible with men is possible with You. Thank You that You are faithful to Your word and keeping every promise to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Heart matters. Today's scripture. For the eyes of the Lord search back and forth across the whole earth, looking for people whose hearts are perfect towards Him. 2 Chronicles 16:9. All of us make mistakes and do things we know we shouldn't. We lose our tempers with each other, don't keep our word, let our guard down and compromise. It's easy to go around feeling guilty and condemned, beating ourselves up with shame. Voices will whisper, God's never going to bless you as a couple. You don't deserve it. We think, once we overcome all these things we're struggling with, we'll have God's favor. But God is not looking for couples who have a perfect performance, who never make a mistake. He's looking for people who have perfect hearts toward Him. That means you may make mistakes, but you have a desire to please Him. Deep down, you want to honor Him with your lives. It's your hearts that matter. When Jesus chose His 12 disciples, He chose people who had lots of flaws. God looks beyond all that. He knows it's the heart that matters. He chose those whose hearts were turned towards Him. Your performance may not be perfect, and your behavior, attitude, and character may need some improvement. But just as with the disciples, God is saying, I know your hearts are sincere, so I'm going to show myself strong in your lives. A prayer for today. Father, we love You and humbly come to You with open and willing hearts. Search us, know us. Our performance is far from perfect, and there's so much we need to improve on in our attitudes and characters, but our hearts are towards you. Our hearts are set to do the right thing. In Jesus' name, amen. Sharpen each other. Today's scripture. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Proverbs 27:17. This principle is true in our relationships. If you see the good in your spouse, your children, your friends, focus on their strengths, praise them for what you like about them, that will draw out more good. People improve when you praise them for what's right, not when you nag them about what's wrong. Your spouse can have 100 good qualities, but if you focus on the 3 things you don't like, it will become a source of frustration that drives a wedge between you. If you focus on their good qualities, your relationship will improve. If you overlook the things you don't like and focus on the things you do like, it will change the atmosphere in your home. Here's a newsflash. Your spouse is not a finished product. God is still working on them. God has put you together so you would sharpen each other. Don't use your iron to say harmful words that cut like a knife, or use your iron to try to hammer out all the flaws and weaknesses. The way you sharpen each other is by bringing out the good qualities. Praise them for what you like. Encourage them in what they're good at. Cheer them on for what they're doing right. Be a voice that pushes them forward. A prayer for today. Father, we love you and praise you that you are working in our lives. Thank you that you brought us together so we would sharpen each other and bring out each other's good qualities. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't rely on people. Today's scripture. Your approval means nothing to me. John 5:41. It's great when people believe in us, cheer us on, and make us feel valuable. We love when our spouse compliments us, a friend gives encouragement, a coworker helps us on a project. God uses people to help move us towards our destiny. But here's the key. You can't become so dependent on people, including your spouse, that you're trying to get your worth and value from them. It's easy to begin to rely on them to keep you feeling good about yourself and make you feel approved. But if they don't meet your expectations, you'll feel discouraged and inferior. The problem is, you're trying to get from people what only God can give. Your value, your self-worth, doesn't come from another person. It comes from your Creator. If you rely on people for your value, you'll be disappointed. People will let you down, won't always be there when you need them, and sometimes will turn on you. When Jesus was about to be crucified, when he needed his friends the most, Peter denied that he knew him, and others fled. Jesus knew better than to rely on people. What they do or don't do doesn't determine your worth and cannot stop your purpose. God breathed life into you and crowned you with favor. Quit depending on others' approval and start approving yourself. A prayer for today. Father, we honor and glorify you. Thank you for the people you've placed in our lives to help us move to our destiny. Help us to not become dependent upon their approval or try to get our value from them. We declare that we have your approval and love, and that's all we need. In Jesus' name, amen. Always thankful. Today's scripture. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3:17. Do you ever wonder how much more we would enjoy life if we chose a lifestyle of being thankful? Consistently thinking about how blessed we are as couples and all the good things God has in store for us. Even in difficult times, we're thanking him that he's bigger than our problems. We're thanking him that what he started in our lives together, he will finish. Every time you do that, you're not just being positive, you're getting filled back up. God is pouring strength, peace, and joy back into you. It's easy to think about what's wrong in life. You have to learn this principle of always being joyful. You can develop this new habit of being thankful in all circumstances by purposely finding things to be grateful for. It's not complicated. When you're brushing your teeth, say, Lord, thank you for this day. When you're making breakfast, say, Lord, thank you for our children. When you're driving to work, say, Lord, thank you for our jobs. When you're going to bed, say, Lord, thank you for my spouse. In your thoughts, you're always meditating on God's goodness. That's how you have the continual joy that gives you the strength you need to achieve your dreams together. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that we can enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We are thankful that you are doing exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or imagine, and we bless your name. We choose to meditate on your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Crooked floors. Today's scripture. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Proverbs 16:9. When we first got married, we found a house that looked perfect for us. It was located on a beautiful lot in a neighborhood with young families, and it had a swimming pool. We made the best offer we could and prayed that the owners would accept it, but they didn't. Then another property caught our attention. It was an old abandoned house with broken windows on a beautiful lot in a nice neighborhood. Despite a cracked foundation, we believed it was right for us. Not based on how much sense it made in the natural, but based on the supernatural peace we had inside. Sure enough, our offer was accepted. Friends and family made jokes about our crooked floors, but we grew to love that house. We knew God gave us that house, so we didn't look back and focus on what we didn't get, and God blessed us beyond our wildest dreams. We ended up dividing our lot and selling half of it for the same price we originally paid for the entire property. Don't get stuck focusing on what didn't work out. Trust that God is guiding your steps. If you will let go of what you had in mind, God can give you something better. If he can bless us through a house with crooked floors, there's no telling what he will do for you. A prayer for today. Father, we praise and worship your holy name. Thank you that you are guiding our steps and orchestrating your plans for our lives. We declare that we will walk in your supernatural peace no matter what the circumstances. Help us to totally trust you always. In Jesus' name, amen. We declare we will experience God's faithfulness. We will not worry. We will not doubt. We will keep our trust in him, knowing that he will not fail us. We will give birth to every promise God puts in our hearts, and we will become everything God created us to be. Overlook it. Today's scripture. Above all, have fervent and unfailing love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. It overlooks unkindness and unselfishly seeks the best for others. 1 Peter 4:8. In relationships, we all have conflicts and things we don't like. We will have disagreements, tension, and stress. When we do, we need to step back and not make hurtful comments in the heat of the moment. That's only going to damage our relationships. Too often we say, well, if my spouse wouldn't push my buttons, I wouldn't say the things I shouldn't. No, these are tests that we all have to pass. No one in life, including your spouse, is ever going to be perfect. You have to learn to tame your tongue. That means you don't say everything you feel like saying. You may think it, but you're disciplined enough to zip it up. Love makes allowances for other people's weaknesses. Love overlooks a wrong done to it. You have to rise above the petty things that are pulling you apart. Give each other room to have a bad day. Life is too short for you to live at odds, being contentious, arguing over things that don't really matter. Some people have to have the last word in every argument. Don't be hard-headed. Let it go. Don't waste your valuable time on something that's not moving you towards your purpose. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for loving, accepting, and approving us just the way we are. Help us to do the same with each other and to seek the best for each other. We ask you for the strength and the confidence to overlook offenses and weaknesses so that we can honor you in everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen. No masks. Today's scripture. We refuse to wear masks and play games. We don't maneuver and manipulate behind the scenes. Rather, we keep everything we do and say out in the open. 2 Corinthians 4:2. Facing the truth about ourselves and as a couple can be uncomfortable. It's hard to admit. Maybe my motive wasn't right. Maybe the real reason that I was so nice to you was because I wanted to get something from you. Maybe I'm smiling on the outside, but on the inside, I'm angry and resentful. If you pull back that mask, look inside, and get honest with yourself, that's when you can deal with the hidden issues that will hold you back. The motives, the pride, the jealousy, the insecurity. The Apostle Paul said, we have to refuse to wear masks and play games, but rather keep everything out in the open. Our lives should be open books with each other. We're not wearing any masks, thinking one thing and saying another. We're not perfect, but our motives are pure and we're dealing with the issues. We're not pretending, hiding behind a disguise. We're real. What you see is what you get. When you acknowledge that you need God's help, He'll make things happen that you could never make happen. When you live openly and honestly, God will make you and mold you into vessels of honor and use you for His highest purposes. A prayer for today. Father, we love you and humbly come to you. We invite you to search our hearts. Our desire is to please you and drop the masks and pretending in our relationship. We need your help to be honest and open with each other and to change what we cannot change in ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. Deep roots. Today's scripture. The root of the righteous cannot be moved. Proverbs 12:3. During a storm many years ago, a big sturdy oak tree in our yard was blown over by winds that were strong, but not out of the ordinary. Although the oak tree has an extensive root system that extends beyond its canopy, its roots are shallow. Because the ground was so saturated with rain, the surface roots didn't have anything to anchor to. However, the pine trees in our yard that are much taller than the oaks have roots that go deep down and hold tight against the saturated ground and winds. It's the same principle in our relationships. We all have things that come against us, a medical issue, a business downturn, a child that gets in trouble. What's going to determine whether or not you stand strong and outlast these storms is the depth of your roots. The reason some couples are always upset, offended, and discouraged is that they only have surface roots. They're moved by each other's mistakes, the tone of one's voice, and the way one drives in traffic. They're always being tossed to and fro. But when you have deep roots, when you know that God has the two of you in the palm of His hands, the storms may come, but when it's all said and done, you know you'll still be standing strong. A prayer for today. Father, we praise and worship you. Thank you for giving us the promise that the root of the righteous cannot be moved. Help us to sink our roots of faith deep in you and to trust your faithfulness. We declare that we are strong in you and the power of your might. In Jesus' name, amen. Be victors. Today's scripture. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. When the angel of the Lord told Gideon that God wanted him to save the people of Israel from the Midianites, the first words spoken were, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of fearless courage. Gideon showed his true colors when he replied, but Lord, how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. Sound familiar? So often we sense God telling us that He has something big for us to do. But because of a poor self-image, we say, God, we don't have what it takes. It's interesting to note the difference between the way Gideon saw himself and the way God rewarded him. Gideon felt weak. God saw him as strong. Gideon felt unqualified. God saw him as competent to do the job. Gideon felt insecure and full of fear. God saw him as fearless with enough courage and boldness to lead his people into battle and victory. And Gideon did. However, God sees the two of you as champions. He regards you as strong, courageous, successful, overcoming couple. You may not see yourself that way, but that doesn't change God's image of you. You may feel unqualified, insecure, or overwhelmed by life, but God sees you as victors. A prayer for today. Father, we give you all the praise and glory, and we receive your words of life, strength, and encouragement. Thank you that you have equipped and you are empowering us to be strong and courageous. Where we feel weak and unqualified, we choose to see ourselves as you see us. In Jesus' name, amen. Fresh and green. Today's scripture. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. Psalm 92:12-14. If you want to stay fresh and green in your life together, you have to stay productive and engaged with each other. Perhaps you know some couples who went through disappointments, had some failures, or somebody did them wrong, and they lost their joy. They just settled and stopped enjoying life and each other. Some people quit living at 50, but aren't buried until they're 80. Even though they've been alive, they haven't been really living, and their relationship has suffered. When you're not producing, you're not growing, and you won't flourish. Don't get caught in that trap. God always has another victory in your future and something great in front of the two of you. You need to guard your passion for living. God is not finished with you and will complete what he started in your lives. The scripture says, God will bring us to a flourishing finish, not a fizzling finish. If you've gotten stuck, shake off what didn't work out and refuse to feel sorry for yourselves. God said he will take what was meant for your harm and not only bring you out, but also bring you out green and fresh, better off than you were before. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you for the promise that you will cause us to stay fresh and green like a palm tree. Thank you that you will bring our lives to a flourishing finish no matter what we're going through today. We believe that you have something great that is still in front of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Magnifying the good. Today's scripture. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are corrupted and do not believe, nothing is pure. Titus 1:15. There was a man who asked his wife to fry him one egg and scramble a second egg. She did exactly as he asked, but when he saw the eggs, he said, I knew this would happen. You fried the wrong egg. Some people have become so critical-minded that no matter what is done for them, it's not right. They never see the good their spouse is doing, but magnifying the wrong things. Everyone has faults and habits that can get on your nerves. The key is to recognize what you're magnifying. You are magnifying the wrong things when you let the critical spirit take over and complain about an egg. You can train yourself to focus on the things you like about your spouse and magnify the good qualities. Or you can focus on the things you don't like and magnify the less desirable characteristics. If you struggle in this area, make a list of the qualities you like about your spouse. He may not be the great communicator, but he's a hard worker. Write it down. She may have some weaknesses, but she's a great mother. Put that on your list and go over it every day. Make a shift and start focusing on those good qualities and learn to downplay the weakness. A prayer for today. Father, we love you and praise you for accepting us and being approving of us. Help us not to have a critical spirit, but to always see the best in each other and other people and overlook weaknesses. Help us train ourselves to see others' strengths and magnify their good qualities. In Jesus' name, amen. All things. Today's scripture. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. When other people do us wrong, or we have a bad break and it isn't our fault, we can have faith that God will restore, that He will pay us back. But when we bring the trouble on ourselves, when we blow it, it's easy to live in regrets, thinking that God will never help us. But here's the beauty. God didn't base His plans for our lives on you making perfect decisions. God has a plan even for your mistakes and failures. God has a way of making miracles out of mistakes. What should have set you back, He knows how to turn around and set you up to move you into your destiny. When we make mistakes too often, we get down on ourselves, not expecting anything good. Be encouraged. The Apostle Paul said, "All things, even our mistakes, work together for good to those who love God." You may be in a complicated situation that seems as though there's no way out. There are other people involved. God has it all figured out. He is saying, "I'm going to correct those complications. I'm going to cause good things to work out that you could never make happen on your own. I will make miracles out of your mistakes." A prayer for today. Father, we praise You for Your unconditional love for us. Thank You for Your promises that You will make all things work together for our good, even our mistakes. We believe that nothing is too hard or too complicated for You, and that You can even work miracles out of our mistakes. In Jesus' name, amen. Cups running over. Today's scripture. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Psalm 23:5. When God laid out the plans for our lives together, He didn't just put into it what you need to get by and endure until the end. He put more than enough in it. He's a God of abundance. We see this all through the scripture. After Jesus multiplied the little boy's lunch of 5 loaves and 2 fish, thousands of people ate, and yet there were basketfuls left over on purpose. He made more than enough. That is the God we serve. David said, "My cup runs over." He had more than he needed. Yes, we should thank God that our needs are supplied, but don't settle there. He is a more than enough God. He wants you to have an abundance so you can be a blessing to those around you. Are you asking for the abundant, overflowing, more than enough life God has in store for you? God says you are to reign in life together, that you are blessed, and that whatever you touch will prosper and succeed. Don't pray to just get by. Dare to ask big. Ask for what God has promised you. If your dreams look impossible, remind Him, "God, You said Your blessing would chase us down, that we're surrounded by Your favor, and that You would give us the desires of our heart." Ask Him for explosive blessings. Ask Him to propel you into your purpose. A prayer for today. Father, thank You for Your grace, favor, and mercy to us. Thank You for being the God of overflow. We are asking You for the more than enough life that You have promised. We believe that You will give us the desires of our hearts, and we declare that our cups will run over in Jesus' name. Amen. We declare we have the grace we need for today. We are full of power, strength, and determination. Nothing we face will be too much for us. We will overcome every obstacle, outlast every challenge, and come through every difficulty better off than we were before. Something better. Today's scripture. Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" John 11:40. In the scripture, Mary and Martha sent word to Jesus that their brother Lazarus was sick. They thought He would come right away and heal Lazarus. But days passed, and Lazarus died. When Jesus showed up, Mary and Martha were so upset. They said, "Jesus, if you'd been here, our brother would still be alive." Against all apparent odds, Jesus went to the tomb and raised Lazarus from the dead. Sometimes God will wait on purpose till the odds look way against you. You're ready to bury that dream or promise. You don't see any way it could work out, but God's ways are not our ways. Mary and Martha prayed for a healing, but God had resurrection in mind. Maybe God's not going to answer your prayers the way you thought. Maybe he has something better than you ever dreamed. The odds may look totally against you, but the Most High God is totally for you. You've been asking and asking, but God didn't show up on time. Don't get discouraged. Trust him. He knows what's best for both of you. When he speaks, dead things come back to life. He's not moved by the odds. God controls the universe. Odds don't determine what he can and cannot do. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you're the Most High God and the keeper of our dreams. We trust you that when all the odds are stacked against us, you are totally for us. We declare that you are working behind the scenes and bringing a resurrection to what we thought was dead. In Jesus' name, amen. Really alive. Today's scripture. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. 2 Timothy 1:6. Are you really alive as a couple? Are you passionate about your lives? Are you stuck in a rut, letting the pressures of life weigh you down or taking for granted what you have together? You weren't created to simply exist or to go through the motions. You were created to be really alive. You have seeds of greatness on the inside. There's something more for you to accomplish. The day you quit being excited about your future together, you go from living to merely existing. In the natural, there may not be anything for you to be excited about. When you look into your future, all you see is more of the same. You have to be strong and say, "We refuse to drag through this day with no passion. We're not just alive, we're really alive." You have to do what Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift, fan the flame. When you stir up the passion, your faith will allow God to do amazing things. When you fell in love, you knew it was the result of God's goodness. Don't take it for granted. Remember what God has done. If you want to remain passionate, you cannot let what was once a miracle become so common that it's ordinary. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you that you have placed seeds of greatness in us and created us to be truly alive. We are remembering the amazing things you've done for us. We declare that we are fanning into flame and stirring up our gifts, and we believe you are restoring our passion. In Jesus' name, amen. Stop blaming. Today's scripture. Rabbi, his disciples asked him, why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sins or the sins of his parents? John 9:2. In the scripture, some people asked Jesus whose fault it was that this man was born blind. They were looking for somebody to blame. Jesus said, it's nobody's fault. The reason he was born this way was so that the goodness of God could be displayed. When something unfair, something negative happens in your relationship, don't get stuck looking for a reason, trying to find someone or something to blame. You're not going to understand everything that happens. If you stay in faith, God will use it to show out in your lives. It's easy to want to blame someone for what happened, even each other. All the blaming is going to do is give you a reason to feel sorry for yourselves. And before long, you'll have that as a crutch that holds you back. Nothing that's happened to you is a surprise to God. You have to take the hand you've been dealt and make the most of it together. If you'll not use it as an excuse to get bitter and have a chip on your shoulder, he'll use it to your advantage. He will pay you back for the unfair things that have happened. A prayer for today. Father, we love you and thank you for the abundance of your goodness in our lives. Thank you that nothing that happens to us is a surprise to you. Whatever we go through that might harm us, we know that you will use it to our advantage. We declare that you are a God of justice. In Jesus' name, amen. Cut the puppet strings. Today's scripture. A hot-tempered person must pay the penalty. Rescue them, and you will have to do it again. Proverbs 19:19. One of the greatest freedoms for some couples is when they get free from other controlling people. Some people are always having a crisis and in desperate need of something. It's good to help people who are really in need. But if it seems the emergencies never stop, you need to recognize that's a manipulator and you are their puppet. They know if they're pulling one string, you'll feel guilty, or another string, and you'll bail them out. If someone is playing one or both of you like a puppet, it's time to cut the strings. No more letting other people make you feel guilty. No more will you come running. If you feel you'll lose their friendship, if you won't meet unreasonable demands, that person is a manipulator, not your friend. The sooner you break free, the better off you'll be. Are you so good-hearted that you're sacrificing your time and happiness to keep everyone around you happy? You need to examine your relationships. They are out of balance. Don't waste your lives playing up to people, trying to meet all their demands. Cut the puppet strings. You have a destiny to fulfill together. Be bold, take charge of your lives, and pursue the dreams God has placed in your hearts. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you didn't make us to be other people's puppets and try to please them by fulfilling their wishes and demands. We want to be loving and kind and help others who are in real need, but help us to be bold and cut the strings of those who would manipulate and use us. In Jesus' name, amen. Love yourself. Today's scripture, love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22:39. Jesus said to love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you don't love yourself in a healthy way, you'll never be able to love others in the way that you should. If you don't get along with yourself, you'll never get along with others. We all have weaknesses, shortcomings, things we wish were different. But God never designed us to go through life being against ourselves. The opinion you have of yourself is one of the most important opinions that you have. If you see yourself as less than, not talented, not valuable, you will become exactly that. And you constantly convey what you feel on the inside. If you feel unhappy with who you are on the inside, you will convey feelings of unhappiness. That's going to push people away, including your spouse. The problem is on the inside. You carry yourself the way you see yourself. Here's the key. People see you the way you see yourself. Perhaps if you would change the opinion you have of yourself. If you would quit focusing on your flaws and everything you wish was different. If you would quit comparing yourself to someone you think is better and start loving yourself in a healthy way, being proud of who God made you to be. Then, as you send out these different messages, it's going to bring new opportunities, new relationships, and new levels of God's favor. A prayer for today. Father, we love you and appreciate you. Thank you for uniquely designing us with gifts, talents, and abilities to enjoy life and accomplish your will. Help us to love ourselves. With all our weaknesses and shortcomings and the things we wish were different, we celebrate who we are today in Jesus' name. Amen. Take hold of God's strength. Today's scripture. Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me. Yes, and he shall make peace with me. Isaiah 27:5. One challenge we all face as couples is weariness. Everyone gets tired. Weary means to lose your sense of pleasure, to not feel the enjoyment you should with yourself or each other. You can be raising great children, but because you're weary, you're not enjoying them. You can have the job of your dreams, but fatigue sets in and you're not passionate about it anymore. God knew weariness could come. When the Apostle Paul says, Don't get weary or become discouraged in doing good. He means that you're doing the right thing, but not getting the right results. It doesn't seem as though it's making a difference. Let us encourage you. Your time is coming to reap. Don't let delays or discouragement or negative thoughts convince you to give up and settle where you are. If you dwell on those thoughts, you'll become more tired, discouraged, and negative. Weariness cannot automatically come in. You have to open the door. Take hold of God's strength. When discouraging thoughts come in, just say, "No thanks, God's on the throne. Our time is coming. We've been armed with strength for this battle. We can do all things through Christ. We are strong in the Lord. His strength is available, but you have to take hold of it." A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you are the Most High God and seated on your throne. Help us shake off our weariness and take hold of your strength. We declare that you have armed us with strength for the battle. We are to fight and that we are strong. In Jesus' name, amen. Be a peacemaker. Today's scripture. Blessed are the peacemakers. Matthew 5:9. It's easy to think, if my spouse wouldn't push my buttons, I wouldn't argue so often. No, you have to be the bigger person. Just because they're doing wrong doesn't mean you have to engage. That's the enemy baiting you. That's the spirit of strife saying, "Come on, let me in. Argue, fight. Set the record straight. Prove you're right." Don't take the bait. It takes a mature person to overlook an insult and say, "No, I'm staying in peace." It takes maturity to walk away in silence when everything in you says, "Tell them off." Jesus didn't say, "Blessed are those who are right." Sometimes you have to let the other person think they're right, even when you know they're wrong, for the sake of peace. We think, "I'm right, and I'm not going to back down. I'm going to prove that I'm right. I'm going to win this fight." Can we tell you that being right is overrated? You can be right and be miserable. You can be right and sleep on the couch. You can win every battle, prove your point, but what you don't realize is your relationship is being damaged. Take the high road and keep your mouth closed. Put your ego down and let them be right, even though you think you're right. Be a peacemaker. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for the promise of blessedness when we take the high road and are peacemakers in our relationship. Give us wisdom to know when to keep our mouths closed and overlook something that bothers us. We believe that walking in peace is your will for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Celebrate yourselves. Today's scripture. As they danced, they sang, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s." 1 Samuel 18:7. King Saul had been happy on the throne until David started getting more praise than him. From that moment on, he never looked at David the same way and ended up losing his throne over it. What was the problem? He couldn't handle somebody getting ahead of him. He spent months and months trying to kill David, all because he wasn't comfortable with who he was. It's easy to want what others have or to do what they do, but if that's not where you're called to be, if that's not where you're gifted, you'll have to constantly work to try to stay in that position. But where God takes you, he'll keep you. And when you're not comparing, not trying to be something that you're not, it takes all the pressure off. Don't get distracted with competing against other couples, friends, or coworkers. Just run your races. Here's a phrase we like. Don't compare yourself. Celebrate yourself. If somebody else has conquered 10,000 and you've conquered 1,000, 1,000 is still good. Celebrate what you've accomplished. Very few people today can say we like ourselves. We are satisfied with who God made us to be. Remember, when you use what you have, God will breathe on it and do amazing things. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for the amazing people that you've brought into our lives, and thank you that you've made us amazing as well. Thank you that we are not competing against others. We